This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package of $175 million for Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamini, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security. The Prime Minister added that as a maritime neighbour and trusted partner, Seychelles holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar.
एक मैरिटाइम नेबर और विश्वसनीय साझेदार के रूप में सेशेल्स भारत के महासागर विजन का अभिन्न अंग है. हमारा सहयोग जल थल और नभ को समाहित करता है. चर्चाओं में हमने इस साझेदारी को और अधिक सशक्त बनाने का मार्ग प्रशस्त किया. अपने आर्थिक सहयोग को और सुदृढ़ बनाने के लिए नए अवसरों की तलाश जारी रखने पर हम सहमत हैं.
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. Moreover, President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in honour of visiting Seychelles President Patrick Hamini at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation yesterday, they reaffirmed commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both nations. Both leaders also reviewed progress in the wide-ranging cooperation. The Prime Minister further said that India and Mauritius will continue to work together to achieve shared objectives of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ram Gulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the India-US trade deal is the best agreement in the national interest, in which the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded. Talking to media after Govardhan Parikrama at Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, the Agriculture Minister said major grains including wheat and paddy have been completely protected in this agreement.
I would like to thank Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He did not allow the farmers of India to be harmed. This agreement is the best agreement in the interest of the nation. The interests of the farmers have been safeguarded. This agreement is an example of diplomacy, development and dignity.
Diplomacy, development or dignity ka.
Uttar Pradesh has become the first state of the country to present its own economic survey report, showcasing the pace of development and acceleration in industrialization. Finance Minister of State Suresh Khanna yesterday tabled the economic review report for the 2025-26 during the budget session of the Legislative Assembly. As per the survey, the state's contribution to the national economy has increased from 8.6% in the year 2016-17 to 9.1% in the year 2024-25. Mr. Suresh Khanna said that the government has given top priority to strengthening law and order in the state by taking strict action against organized crime and mafia networks. The BJP-led Mahayuti has recorded a sweeping victory in the Maharashtra Zilla Parishad elections, winning 552 of the 731 seats, whose results were declared by the State Election Commission yesterday. Within the ruling alliance, Bharatiya Janata Party emerged on top with 225 seats, followed by the Nationalist Congress Party with 165 seats and the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena with 162 seats. In the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, the Congress won 55 seats. The Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena UBT secured 43 seats, while the Sharad Pawar-led NCP-SP won 26 seats. Independents and smaller parties accounted for the remaining seats. The International Cricket Council has confirmed the participation of Pakistan in all their scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 matches, including their match against India on 15th of February in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.